This week we're looking at the U.S. economy as seen from the offices of mayors around the country. During the worst of the recession, new development ground to a halt, and small businesses closed their doors on many a main street, but not in Greenville, South Carolina. And while it seems improbable that a city could thrive during the recession, Greenville's mayor credits a mix of good luck and good fundamentals. From member station WFAE, Julie Rose reports.
The nickel tour of Greenville starts at a window on the 10th floor of City Hall.
Our perfectly gorgeous city is very visible from over here.
With a can of Starbucks espresso in one hand, Mayor Knox White uses his neon green BlackBerry to point out a half dozen construction projects underway downtown. The most recent includes
green space in the middle, which is an ice skating rink in the winter. A little Rockville Center.
Okay, see Camilla.
Greenville has a population of 58,000. White's been the city's Republican mayor for 15 years and is running unopposed for another term. He's slim, middle-aged, a bit frenetic, and eager to show off the park that helped Greenville weather the recession.
You'll see for yourself the huge impact this park has had on the city.
Greenville has a beautiful natural waterfall smack in the middle of its downtown that was hidden for decades by a concrete overpass, warehouses, and boarded-up buildings. White took some political heat, but convinced the city to fund a 20-acre public garden around the waterfall and a suspension footbridge above.
The park cost $13 million. Within 2 years, over $100 million in private investment was created around the park. Hotels, restaurants, condominiums, apartments, the entire what we call the west end of our downtown just blossomed.
That was 2004, and crowds have been steady since. The timing was perfect. Development money was easy to come by, and projects were well underway when the recession hit. Greenville was one of the rare downtowns where cranes and construction crews worked right through the economy's darkest days. To attract developers, the city pays for green space and parking garages connected to projects. Mayor White has even been known to line up land and funding for companies. He's Greenville's chief cheerleader, but only one of seven votes on the city council, split 4-3, Republican to Democrat. Those lines don't mean much, though, says Democratic Councilwoman Gay Spragg.
There is a fiscal conservatism that crosses party lines. So when it comes time to tighten the belt, if that's right for the citizens of Greenville, that's what we all get behind.
Years of minimal spending made the belt tightening in Greenville less painful than for many other cities. The region's property values never overheated, so tax revenues have remained stable. Schools and social services are the county's responsibility to fund. And since South Carolina is a right-to-work state, Greenville's public employees don't bargain collectively for pay and pension. The city delayed some purchases, froze salaries for 2 years, but had no major layoffs. Just 32 of about 900 positions were eliminated, including attendants in the city's downtown parking garages.
Please insert your parking ticket.
We definitely established some strong fundamentals in place before the recession. There's no doubt about that.
And Mayor White points out those fundamentals led Standard & Poor's to upgrade Greenville's debt rating last week to the highest level possible. The rating agency cites the city's moderate debt and diverse employer base, which includes large outposts for BMW, Fluor, Michelin, and GE. That's a far cry from the 1970s, when Greenville was a textile region and that industry imploded. Strong as it is today, University of South Carolina economist Doug Woodward says Greenville is not immune to economic turmoil.
If the national economy goes down, they're going to go down with it. There's certain things they certainly can't control.
And Woodward notes the Greenville area's unemployment rate is still around 9%. People without technical skills or advanced degrees struggle most to find jobs.
My name's Tawana Morales.
She waited with nearly 100 others for the Greenville Unemployment Office to open one morning last week. Morales worked for 9 years at a diner.
And the money was really good. But then the last 2 years, I just noticed the economy was so low. And when I was used to making $150 a day and went down to $75 and I was paying $25 to go to work, the gas was so high, I just couldn't do it.
She's hoping for a job at a chicken processing plant nearby. The high-paying jobs at BMW and Michelin are out of her reach, as are the expensive restaurants downtown. But leaving Greenville hasn't crossed her mind. The job outlook is better here than in most other cities. Plus, none of them has a waterfall downtown. For NPR News, I'm Julie Rose.